Hi everyone, and welcome to JCast, where we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world of well-being, in the world of massage in particular. I kind of want to know what's going on in the world, so I thought I'd do this podcast. And it was also advice given to me by, indirectly by Gary Vaynerchuk and directly by Trent Monday, who said that, you know, getting to it and just doing the podcast is the only way to get the ball rolling. So I thought I'd go for a bit of news in the world of well-being. And thanks to Naomi Kim, who's working with me and gave me a few articles to browse through. This is what I got for you today. Earlier this year, an article came out in Bamboo Mblex Review. In an article talking about everything you need to know as a massage therapist. So I browsed through the article real fast, and there's some good advice. It refers a lot to Rolfing 101, an introduction to Rolfing. So if you are familiar with the term Rolfing, I'd love to know what your take on it is. I personally do not know much about Rolfing. We got an article in massagemag.com, which is always a good serious magazine, which addresses, do you really know how to take care of your own body? Not a new topic at all. Health, you know, again and always health, which is a good topic in and of itself. But I read that title and I don't particularly want to read it because I know how to take care of my body, which is I got to stop smoking. I got to get to the gym more. And really, I got to get more massages. That's always a good thing, right? So read it if you want to. Massage Magazine, put that in. April 17th, 2019. Do you really know how to take care of your own body? But, you know, they mean like really. They're not just saying like you know how to take care of your body. It's like really no. For those of you who are health freaks out there, who are vegetarians, who are at the gym every morning at 6:15, you know. Yeah, fine, but do you really know? All right, that article is there if you want to know more. Not like I'm going to read it. let's see, what else did Naomi get for us? Massage as medicine. Oh, there's something else I don't believe in. There's a, she's laughing because, you know, I don't like the articles, but here's the thing. It's hard to find interesting articles in our world, right? I mean, it's all been said, it's all been done. And really, frankly, we all know what it is to eat well. We all know what it is to, you know, go to the gym and or run outside or whatnot. We know exercising, eating. Is there really that many more, like, you know, secrets that we haven't heard about? Frankly, come on. I mean, you know, there may be some sort of like super detox, whatever thing that comes from the mountains of Peru and, or, you know, Guarana from Brazil or that kind of, yeah, sure. But I mean, what, this is a life changer now? Nah, I don't think so. You know, it's all a question of mindset. If you're gonna be a slug like me and just, you know, sit in your office all day and work and smoke, not eat properly, you know, you got it coming. I mean, that's what it is to not take care of yourself, right? Those who take care of themselves, they know what to do already. There's no big secret. Be active. So, massage as medicine. Let's read just a little intro here. I'll read it to you. For more than a decade, Bill Cook has gotten a weekly massage. He isn't a professional athlete. He didn't receive a lifetime gift certificate to a spa. Nor is the procedure a mere indulgence, he says. It's medicinal. In 2002, Cook, a 58-year-old resident of Hudson, Wisconsin. Hey, that's where my family's from. Not Hudson, but Wisconsin. Racine, Wisconsin, that's where the family's from. All right, parenthesis is closed. So much for me reading through the damn thing. Now you know how my mind works. That's why I can't get it through a damn paragraph, because my mind goes everywhere, right? Next thing you know, I'm thinking about my grandpa in Wisconsin. All right, let me continue. I'll go back to the beginning of the phrase. In 2002, Cook, a 58-year-old resident of Hudson, Wisconsin, who once worked in marketing, was diagnosed with a rare illness. Oh, here we go. The miracles. Oh, okay. He had cardiac sarcoidosis, a condition in which clusters of white blood cells coagulate together and react against the foreign substance in the body, scarring the heart in the process. The disease damaged his heart so badly, it went into failure. The doctor said there was nothing they could do, and Cook's name was put on an organ transplant waiting list. The wait stretched on for more than a decade. That's 10 years, my friends. I probably had the heart capacity of an 80-year-old, recalls Cook, who was given medication and a pacemaker, yet still struggled daily with his sickness. It wasn't pushing the blood out to my extremities because it was so weak. I got worse and worse, and I started to look for anything I could find to help my circulation. All right, so massage for circulation. So I'm not reading anymore. Massage for circulation is definitely good. There's no two ways about it. You have external intervention to get some blood flow, and there's absolutely no doubt that it helps. So I'm reading on, because now I want to know about this thing, right? I don't believe in miracles, but I kind of want to know what happened to Cook. So Cook's cardiologist suggested he try massage therapy. Though he was initially skeptical, Cook, whose son is a physician, says his doubts vanished after several appointments. It really helped the circulation of my fingers, toes, and legs, he says. I kept with it because I saw some pretty significant benefits. Today, Cook credits the massages along with stress reduction and a healthy diet, and back to what I was saying before, parenthesis closed, with allowing him to stay healthy and physically active until he finally received his new heart in 2013. Oh, and there it is. There it is. He got the heart transplant. We're all happy for him, right? And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. I mean wonderful, right? Okay. Bit. So studies suggest Cook's cardiologist was onto something. Massage does indeed enhance blood flow and improve general circulation. And this is me talking now, especially if the massage is geared towards that specifically, obviously, right? Forget the muscular part, but then you go into draining, into blood draining. And that's and it's not that complicated a massage. You'll get, entry-level massage therapists can do this. So indeed, if that's what you need, I mean, it's a good idea. I'm back on the article. Studies suggest Cook's cardiologist was onto something. Massage does indeed enhance. I read that. Once viewed as a luxury, massage is increasingly recognized as an alternative medical treatment. According to a recent consumer survey sponsored by the American Massage Therapy Association, 77% of respondents said their primary reason for receiving a massage in the past year was medical or stress-related. Perhaps it's not surprising, then, that medical centers nationwide now offer massage as a form of patient treatment. The American Hospital Association recently surveyed 1,007 hospitals about their use of complementary and alternative medicine therapies, and more than 80% said they offered massage therapy. Upward of 70% said they used massage for pain management and relief. I would be very, this is me talking again, I'd be very interested to talk to Ryan from massagenerd.com to get his take on this and to see to what extent he sees pure massage. And I'm not talking about, relocating body structures and so on and so forth, which are not massage techniques per se. They're medical techniques which can be associated with massage. But I'd be very interested in getting his take on this. So I might, call him up after this or whatever. Maybe get him on the show next week. We'll see. Browsing through the article, which seems to be extremely long, they tell you how massage works, who does it help. A 2011 study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine reports that massage therapy is a beneficial treatment for chronic back pain. No kidding. So yeah, the article goes on and on. I would say that's a pretty interesting article besides the kind of like miracle thing part, which I, for me, it's just a I immediately get skeptical myself. I'm like Cook, I guess. I'm like the guy who like got the miracle. He was skeptical, and so was I. But interesting article nonetheless, and raises some points that are kind of interesting to get into, and namely the potential of massage as being at least, say, a peripheral help in certain, say, more traditional therapies. Let me see what else I got here with the titles that Naomi got me. What's hot in 2019? Why massage therapy is breaking new grounds? Well, I'll tell you why before I even open the article. One of the reasons is because the European Massage Association and the International Massage Association are really pushing this know-how, trade, if you will, giving it a lot of visibility on the European and international stage. And there's just a lot of events going on. And now the big difference with before is that we're putting the therapists themselves up front. They're the ones we're putting up front, both with the European Massage Association and international. So let me get to that, to this article. What's hot in 2019? Why massage therapy is breaking new grounds. People's lifestyle changes from time to time, and in our current social political climate, this is not looking good. Drastic lifestyle change happens every now and then. Fads come and go in terms of fashion picks, diet choices, song choices, hot jobs, etc. Speaking of hot jobs, it seemed as though people veered towards those jobs that generate higher income, promise cool perks, and offer time-friendly schedules, which gives a leeway for work-life balance. And no, people no longer consider those corporate jobs as hot. They look into skills jobs that do not lead them into getting years in college. And it's most important part of looking for a good massage school that works for you and your education goals, a cutthroat climb just to get a promotion, and will prevent them from having a life outside work. One of these hot shot jobs is massage therapy. Massage therapy. A few get to massage therapy before because they think that there is no market for the job. I don't know if this thing is not written well. I'm not understanding all the sentences, but fuck, maybe it's because I'm French. But it seems as though it was written in French and translated with Google Translator. All right, back to it. This rings true since massage therapy is considered a luxury before. You see, that sentence is not a sentence, but whatever. People do not get a massage like the way they buy a drink at a bar. Spas, cozy and richly interiors and facade alone can project an image that conjures hundreds of dollars. But not until these days, massage therapy has become affordable regardless of social status. Everyone can now enjoy getting a relaxing and healing massage therapy without breaking the bank. Kind of, but it still is a bit of a luxury. Anyways, a luxury is always something which you can afford or not, but which is not absolutely necessary. Anything which is not necessary is a luxury, right? So in that sense, the device on which you're listening to this podcast is debatably a luxury, right? The affordability of massage therapy results in booming market for this field, which means that for those who aspire to become massage therapists, this can be as lucrative as it can get. Being a massage therapist checks all the boxes in the checklist. You can do the job on your own time, you can be your own boss, and you can have a decent paycheck. All this is true, actually. That's insightful, and I do also believe that the times of overcharging for massages is pretty much over, as there's a really big democratization of this trade. It's just simple. It's the market. There'll be more and more offer, and there'll be more and more competition. So the prices will go down. It'll be that simple. I think it's plateaued at the top, but it'll also plateau at the bottom, because you can't have people who are not in good condition and including financial to do a massage. You need a minimum of comfort. If you're struggling like crazy and you're running between clients and you're squeezing your time and so on, then you get a bad massage. And then, I mean, it's no use getting it. It's better just not to get a massage than to get a bad massage. So once that kind of overall, that will kind of even out, and there'll be a price under which, within a certain environment, obviously within certain local markets, the prices will have a plateau on the low side as well as on the upside. All right. Well, this article seems to be rather interesting. It talks about the pay. It talks about how well the ranking is. In case all the convincing data mentioned above are not yet that convincing, then it is time to know the status and project growth of the profession of being a massage therapy. This article is not written by an Anglophone. I've just got to say, compared with massage therapy's previous ranking in U.S. career best job, which is rank 50. Whatever. How is this translated? Where does this come from? College of Utah. My gosh, what the hell is College of Utah? They've got a 1-800 number. What language you figure they're going to answer in? And whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, it's fine if they answer in another language, but then if you're going to write an article in English, I mean, you should have full-fledged sentences, right? So Utah's Therapeutic Massage College. All right. Okay. All right. I mean, you know, you can be a therapist and not know how to write. So far, I know this is the case here. Interesting article nonetheless. Can get you some ideas. You'll find it at meotherapycollege.com. And the name of the article is What's Hot in 2019? Why Massage Therapy is Breaking New Grounds. My friends, I've been through two or three articles. I am done with this for now. I was happy to have you listen. At least I think someone's listening. You never know. But kind of reminds you of that thing, that philosophical conundrum. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, you know, has it made a noise? In other words, the question is, does something exist if there is no, say, conscience? If nobody or nothing is conscious of the existence of that thing? I mean, my answer is a plain yes, it exists anyways. Of course it does. It goes without saying. So that's, you know, and I studied philosophy. It's a bullshit question. But it's just to get the young kids thinking in philosophy. How do I get to that? I have no idea. Yes, whether or not you were listening. So if nobody listens to this podcast still exists. And that is the conclusion for today. Thanks for listening to JCast. Come back tomorrow because I'll probably be here. And if not, take care anyway. See ya.